think yourself. I got the CD.
Oh, good, great.
Yes, I think.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Okay, where are we holding here?
Not 100% sure. I think
at the end of your double, we basically passed over all of the young before. I think we should start a tough line by Jan Kotter. Is that fine?
Okay. Yeah.
We start somewhere towards the end of the talk.
Yeah.
The mahalach of in the sphere between the chira and the dia,
the answer is not a tarevis of the two. That we shtickler we do and a shtickler we say machanakav shparu. The answer to it is a cutting between two, a slicing vertically between two worlds. The Arizal, when he speaks about the sphere, speaks about up to which world Idea Shailat and up to which world Bechira Shailat. What it means to us is that within anything, Lamashal, in as much as a person has a Pagula, person has a person's a doctor, a sick person like that he has to save. If there's something that he can do, he has to do it with the urgency that there's no one but him to do it, because that's the Matthias. He can't do well anyway. It's always the Hashem, and I would say without the Kaddish Baruch Hu, you can't do anything, and so on and so forth. In as much as it's given biyadav, it was given over biyadav, and there's no makom for anything else. In the mahalchim of emuna, tefillah, and so on, there the mahalach is with Yakarish Baruch Hu. But a person is not allowed to mix those mahalchim because they're two separate mahalchim. So in the circle of pa'ula that the person has, then is doesn't exist idea. The person does it in the oifen that somebody would do it if there wasn't the M is not something else. And then a person also has a chilek that's supposed to be shadas tevuna to fill and so on. And in that chilek, he's a makin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But not to the tarevis in his the house of chiyav asir. This be'etzim is the understanding of efshal asayte dechem, efshal asayte dechem, that's the vatal tam Torah. In other words, efshal asayte dechem means it wasn't given into his tchum of asiyah, and the mele, he doesn't have to be sacrificed to it. Efshal asayte dechem means that this is within his oilam of asiyah, this is within his rishus, and then the mele, the person, has to do it the chol moedai. It's an almost impossible mahala. It's an almost impossible mahalach mitzad a person's nefesh to live with both extremes. On the one hand, to do it as if there's no Ribbono Shel'olam, and to be maimon in Ribbono Shel'olam is maimon as if he's not shy to the parasha. But on the other hand, his chiddush is that a person. The avoidas redom bezrizus. Let's pinpoint a certain nekuda that bezrizus was the actual, the balabai stoichik and so on. When a person works for balabais, a person works by the book. In other words, the uftu of what I'm supposed to do, I couldn't care less. That's the balabais's issue, it's his problem. And if it works, doesn't work, I just have to schlep along, chug along and do it. And it's his, the uftu is his issue. When a person works for himself, he works for his Jesus because he's interested in the uftu. So the Mishnah is telling you that in Avoida, a person is supposed to look at the uftu. That's what he's supposed to do. And do it completely as if it's his asiyah. That's a Zrizus Shabbai. When a person does work, the Zrizus means he wants to accomplish it. That's what he's trying to do. When a person works backwards, it means he has to do, but the accomplishment is not. He's supposed to be doing that I said in class, I thought he's supposed to do this, and so on.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
This tzad of the tchum asiyah and the person understanding that it's at that point and that tzad it's completely in his tchum, does that apply to parnasa in the same way, or is there a chiluk between them?
Well, in as much as parnasa is a chiyuv, but the person feels the chiyuv that he's supposed to do it, you know, ala tzad. A person first has to. The big problem is in Lamashal, in a mitzvah, it's easy to say that, you know, if I'm not going to teach this kid, he's not going to know it, therefore I have to think about it. The fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu Fadai gives some other Malamed or somebody else or whatever it is, that's possible, that's easy. In Parnassah, the issue is always how to be Teichim that Tchum. What is the Tchum of my Chiyuvim and what's not? So it becomes more sticky in terms of maybe the pull I'm doing is not the pull I'm Chiyuvim. That's why it's a little more sticky. Theoretically, mm-hmm. yes. And as much as the person has a Chiyuv, Fares himself and much of the kids and Fares his wife and his children, then it would be the same. But over there, the issue with Bitachon always becomes an issue of what are the Tchumim that a person is supposed to pay there.
Mm-hmm.
There's one more that could have possibly here in when he's saying that a person, this alak of the Nigmar, and you're supposed to do it Bezeriz of Yevsha. There's also an Indian that with the Asiya itself, your person cannot be Mashiach in the beginning how much is within his possibility of doing because a person's abilities increase and so on. As he does, Jesus, he would open up a lot more Sharim and so on. It's a possibility. But I think the Kudu 34 is more important. Is it? In Kineget Manchel Adam Amayim Kata, Halo Yemenu Kitzel, Bama Malachim Aruba, Shay David Amalakil Tichle Bechulu. But to lay me the double Shubal Kul Tachlis, Kemoikal Advarim Gashmish and Bali Gavul, Yesham Kate. Therefore, the Magashmish who Gamke Bal Tachlis to the Haglis. Avatesh is Sikhus in the Haglis and Magashmish Shubal Kul. Or the Fika. In loya yin kata, nasal adam koi mea oilam hazi mei chayav. In koma koi masha bilma du bal tachlis of tichla hamalach hazeh shea tere meru beilof. Lafik yin kata hula. So he's saying, he's explaining the following. The hayoyim kata mloch meru be are not, one is not a function of the other. His kasha was that if I tell you to move this rack, and I'm giving you only an hour, so the fact that it's only an hour, it makes malach meruba. If I could move this rack comfortably over 10 hours. So one, if I tell you that it's a very hard job, or if I tell you that it's a very short time, it's two sides of the same coin. One is going up. Here he says it's different. The meruba shaboy is not mitzad, the fact there's not enough time, but mitzad, that the thing is not, it doesn't have gvulas. So, no matter how much time you would have, it constantly keeps increasing. There's no, it doesn't, it's not fazla gvul. And the mela, the minute you put Torah into a metzias of gvul, you've already made it a very difficult task. For Amma, Malabai is Dechik Leimesh, Hashem is Vashas HaTera, with Dechik Elas is Bezrizus. Kui is Baruch in the Dilman HaGeshem. Yidua ki Bulti Geshem e Malachte Bizman, Raku Poil Bulti Zman, Zer Azrizus HaYoyse. Vilo Odom Asher Yifol Bekoyach Gashem Yishayim Boi Atzla. Lekach Omer Shem Yishayim Lekh Odom HaTera, על בעל הבית, הוא השם יספשל זו חזוי, נמצקו דרך כמוי מועית, הוא יספר את מסולק מן הלב לגמרי לפי אוי צמחי בית. ומפני שנוס מהשם יספר את הרס סרסו אדום, הוא יש שינוי כאילו אדום גש ויעס למה שאפשר. So he says here like this, the בעל הבית is דרך, and again, this is, he's using the same comment before. It's not, we're not talking about the same plane of quality that the Baal HaBayis said, Dechik Baal HaMatzelim, or that he said, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? The Baal HaBayis Dechik is the Metzius of the Metzius of Atzilus is that the person is Murkav of two parts. The muscle. Person is supposed to, I don't know, the kid is supposed to clean up his room. Person is supposed to mock tests. The person is supposed to do this, that, the other thing. So, if the person doesn't want to do it, he doesn't do it. If the person very much wants to do it, he does it ki'ilu, in ki'ilu his pure asir. When somebody's into something, his whole metziah is converts to energy. It's like he's running. The pa'ula of zrizus is a pa'ula that describes an activity of the person's mahus, rather than it's like would be the locomotive without the cars that you're schlepping. The atzlus happens when you have mizug, a hard cover between a locomotive that's on fire and pushing and pulling and speeding, and cars that are kind of slow and sluggish and have mass, and you have to keep resisting the mass and so on and so forth. The its weight and everything else is weighing down and so on. So a person, when he does pa'ulas, there's a natural sense of, so atzlus is always the cheshbon of the part, the self, the physical self, who is sluggish versus the motivation, the energy, the asiyah, which is kind of pure action and so on. I think it said for the it says in Malachim, it says Elohim, they have no ayefus, they have no ocher, they don't have a backside. In other words, the front side of the person is the part that shows the activity and the energy and so on. The back is always the chayvin that's being slept along. So Malachim don't have any ocher, I think the lashon is, they don't have sluggishness because there's no other part of themselves. It's all, if they're doing it, they're doing it completely and so on. So to put what HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands when a person is facing the Torah is that his metzias be completely into what he's doing. The Maharal's learning that it's especially speaking about Torah, because a mitzvah all it's a mahar cover of asiya and a thing. I have to take a lulav and esrog. Lulav and esrog are physical things. Need energy to pick it up and to put it down, and so on. So mitzvahs are really part of the world of hard cover. It's not an issue if the mitzvah itself is not obvious. In Torah, the person is supposed to be, it's supposed to be pure sichlis. It's not supposed to be it's not supposed to be that dead weight. It's very, very interesting if you think about it. It's much harder to sit a mishmer and learn or study than it is when a person is busy at night. The person has to do things. He's packing, he's this, he's that. And part of the reason is because if the guf itself is involved in the activity, so the pa'ula of the guf is also sort of puts the guf into pa'ula mode. When a person is just sitting and learning, his guf is sort of dragging him down. The goof is just sitting and the person is not doing anything with it. So the way he's learning here is the absolute, in other words, the demand for Zerizos is part and parcel of the Teich and the Talmud Torah, that the person is completely involved and doing and so on and so forth. That's the Metzius of Torah and so on. So the pa'ula of the Balabai state means that Kadosh Baruch Hu mitzad the way he stole the bacteria, stole the Vek in a way that it's not tolerant of the foot dragging. On the other side, the Oma, the Pa'ala Matzelem, Hareki Yishkan Shnei Afechen, the Balabai state, the Chigmo Oit Moit, the Fima Shri Yisbarach Poel Blaiz Malagami. So the Atzlus is the mass of the body resisting it, it being it doing something or being, you know, dragged or whatever. Kichein inyan kol hashu koyach beguf shemalachti be'atzlo lefi kapala matzelo. It's very, very interesting. The pe'ula, the most basic pe'ula of chaymer, the Brita, is it's wanting to stay in the same state, not changing. So the because that is a mass that it's it, even if it's moving, it'll stay in the same movement unless a force applied to it. A force by nature is something that is changing something. If a person in physics, if a person pushes against a wall all day long and it's hard work, but nothing moves, nothing anywhere, that's not defined as work. It has to be something that, but there's a pa'ula there. So mitzad, the pa'ula itself, a pa'ula is the motion, and the mass is always resisting it. So the demand of something like Talmud Torah is complete involvement and no sense of government, and the person is the opposite. What he's trying to, so what is the Tana trying to tell me? What a person can do, he can do. He can't do more than he can do.
Terms of whatever it is that you hired him to do about the lacha.
those witnesses is a nice thing, but it's not, it doesn't seem to be pareker. It is so to show when he spells it back, the world of mitzvah essays, he calls that Rizus. There were Hasidim, the Kotzke Cheder, the Kotzke slash Gera Cheder, the meter that they were Tefis in was Rizus. So it's a nice meter, it's a very fine Azach, but, you know, mitzvah yotzeh mitzvah, you never know, if you schlep in the I mean, it's not no tainer to the meter, but it seems strange that that would be the sheirish. The way he's explaining it is that Sushtel to the world of ruchnitzik accomplishment is the meter of Jesus. The hair that the person is being oisig is something that's not slaveful. It's not slaveful, the schlepping it inside its mobile. That's the. So, the marshal, we deher a person who's a zaris, there's a deher of his kleich achias. But when you see somebody who's dancing extremely well, you say to yourself, he was like all motion and no body. There's an expression of the person's mohus vis a vis the goof. That's attached to it, like locomotive and the engine, and that's where you have the. I mean, if you take a look, the difference between a horse and a donkey. A donkey schleps massa. It can schlep more than a horse, but you dehair the donkey in the schlepping of the massa. That's the donkey's mitzvah. He's schlepping. A horse, when it's good, becomes a complete motion. The rider becomes almost bottled to the horse. It's not as if the horse is schlepping a rider. The good horse rides with the rider as if he's mikshachas, and it's coolly bottled to his sahala, to his rita, so on and so forth. So in the world of ruchnis, the pu'ulas are adam. The nature of the pulls out of that in the kuda of Jesus, of emotion, and that's where it's and therefore it's not the patient of the Torah. Jesus is the right description of it. Any questions?
Just to get clear exactly where the Jesus is manifest. I mean, it seems to me there's one of three areas, potential areas. There's the actual Maisa Mitzvah, there's the Netilas Lulav, and if that Pu'ula is done Mizrizus, there's when a person goes to actually do the Mitzvah, or it's just his mind, his Gisha, you know, towards being Oisik and Adav Aruchni. I'm saying we have Mitzad Echad that Mitzvah Lavi Hanes Nidnu with La'olal Tzavihem. It's not, I think the Maral writes in one place, it's not supposed to be necessarily simply the actual Musig of Mitzvah. Is it more just the Musig of being marich, what you are involved in? I'm being osik and now Adav Aruchni, which is Lamalam and Azman.
Well, in the when I'm married as Hashibis, then I am. That I think is the beginning of a Hidu Mitzvah. I think it's important, it should be done quickly and well and so forth. That goes into the gather of a. That I dehair as a Hashibis of the Mitzvah. But when I'm talking about something that is the tzura is with complete motion, and the person is completely caught up in it. That's the type of Jesus that sort of that Ed talked about, I think.
So it's literally in the actual hula.
Yeah. You know, the person's bottle to the person's bottle to Jesus.
Right.
He becomes part of what he's doing rather than schlepping along.
Right.
Okay.
Very good.
Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.